Slide 1. People Power. Working towards truly inclusive disability community research. Partnerships. Community Living Equity Center. Centro para la Equidad en Vida Comunitaria. CO Investigator. Kimberly Thay, PhD. Lived Experience, LE, Expert. Tyree Brown. NCIL Program Director. Mary Kate Wells. Alt Text, Image of Community Living Equity Center logo featuring three people, two with arms raised and one in wheelchair. Brandeis logo. Slide 2. Overview of presenters. CO Investigator. Kimberly Thay, PhD. Senior Research Associate. Brandeis University. Alt Text, Image Portrait of Kim Thay, a woman with black hair. Lived Experience Expert. Tyree Brown. Freelance Artist. Brandeis University. Alt Text, Image Portrait of Tyree Brown, a wheelchair user with black hair. Program Director. Mary Kate Wells. National Council on Independent Living. Alt Text, Image Portrait of Mary Kate Wells, a woman with brown hair smiling at the camera. Slide 3. Objectives. Learn why EDA is important for disability community members to contribute to disability. Learn about challenges associated with doing collaborative research. Evaluate what constitutes a good research study worth. Express personal needs and expectations that need to be met in order to contribute to disability research. Slide 4. Participating in research. Subject. About people with disabilities. Audience. For people with disabilities. Reviewer. Reviews product in an almost finished state to provide feedback. Reader/tester. Gauges the quality of factors of the project or product. Advisor. Provides guidance and insight to stakeholders and disabled people outside of the project. Researcher. People with disabilities are employed as CO researchers. Slide 5. Importance of disability community in research. Lived experience. Produces research that is better tied to disability advocacy efforts. Findings that actually matter. Slide 6. Beyond the project. Skill development. Interviewing. Data analysis. Software training. Network creation. Building networks between disability research and disabled people. Connecting people with disabilities with other opportunities. Work experiences. Presentations and conferences. Potential publication. Slide 7. What are your hesitations about participating in research? Slide 8. Should you join a research study? Funding. Expectations. Alignment with values. Timing of the ask. Power dynamics. Other disabled people. Researcher's relationship to disability. Don't settle. Slide 9. Barriers and facilitators in access to HCBS for people of color. Barriers and facilitators in access to HCBS for people of color. Kim Thay, Miriam Heyman. Qualitative interviews with disabled people of color living who have experienced placements in nursing homes and other institutions and have transitioned to the community. Experiences with cultural and linguistic access to HCBS. Alt Text, Image showcasing group of disabled individuals of color smiling in a bright green background. Slide 10. Community Advisory Committee. Christine Liao. American Association of People with Disabilities. Dr. Janie Mahias, Women Enabled International. Dr. LaWanda Cook, Cornell University. Andy Arias, Self-Advocate and Policy SME. Bernard Baker, Self-Advocates Becoming Empowered. Melody Cooper, Self-Advocates Becoming Empowered. Conchita Hernandez-Legoreta, Mentoring Engaging and Teaching All Students. Tyree Brown, Self-Advocate and Visual Artist. Jean-Luc Pirite, Indigenous Activist and Designer. Elena Seep, Aniwaya Consulting Services. Germa N. Parody, the Partnership for Inclusive Disaster Strategies. Slide 11. Approach to PAR. Lived experience, LE, experts. A. Involved in all elements of the research from a development of the interview guide to data analysis. ALE experts for this study are disabled people of color of different sex, age, geographic location, and educational level. Slide 12. Research process. Alt text, image titled Our Project Roadmap. Image has a road with checkpoints. At the bottom of the image are three disabled people of color with different disabilities. Image of research process. There are three major checkpoints along an image of a road: planning and training, data collection and analysis, and writing and dissemination. Under planning and training there are two parts: develop interview guide and interview training. Under data collection and analysis there are two parts: do interviews and analyze data. Under writing and dissemination, there are two parts: write up results and discussion and share results. Slide 13. Experiences of a peer researcher. The opportunity to be a part of a study that connects directly to me. Learning new skills about research. Offering information that may not be known from researchers who have not experienced the research topic. Slide 14. Experiences of NCIL staff. Outreach and dissemination. Opportunity for our network to engage in research and support core services. Resource building. Slide 15. Discussion. Would you participate in research? Why or why not? What type of research are you interested in engaging with? What role would you like to have? What are some deal breakers that you have for deciding whether you want to engage in research? Slide 16. Recruiting. Research. Participants. Alt text, image of checklist with the title A. Looking for disabled people of color who have lived in nursing homes or other institutions to share their experiences. A. Are you a person with a disability who has lived in a nursing home or other institution? Are you now living in the community and receiving Medicaid home and community-based services, or want to? Are you a person of color? Are you 18 years of age or older? You may be eligible to participate in a research study Brandeis University is doing. Slide 17. Connect with us. Email us aaclequity@brandeis.edu. Follow us at SEAL Policy. Website aacommunitylivingequity.org. Questions? Reach out to Kim. Email, kimberlythe@brandeis.edu. Phone number, 781-736-3911.